Musky 360 Podcast, Jay.
Yeah, Steve.
What time do you have to get up?
A couple hours.
It is 12 o'clock here, and I have to be on a plane at 4 a.m. So, folks.
Do the math.
Just got done.
What plane are you talking about? Where are you going?
A new plane of existence. I have found peyote.
All I can say is, see you in Minnesota in the morning, buddy.
Oh, there, Minnesota. Isn't it nice? So anyway, we were planning this amazing 100th episode. It technically is the 100th episode.
100.
100. But I've been on the boat all day. Jay's been getting ready. So next week, we will promise we will do some crazy stuff for you.
Yeah, we'll loop it up a little bit.
Jay,
yeah.
I was seeing how many pairs of underwear I could jam into the smallest carry-on bag so I didn't have to check a bag. That was my
idea. Yeah, yeah.
So we are going to be the worst podcasters ever and do a quick Q&A because time has gotten away from us. It's our 100th episode, and of course, here we are getting ready because we're going to go and fish in the YouTube muskie battle. Yay! Oh,
going to be awesome.
Going to be fun. And so just got dropped in our laps, got to get on a plane, got to fly to Leech Lake there, buddy, there. And so if you got any cool spots on Leech Lake, send it to me at the app. Never been there. I've never fished Leech in my life.
Yeah, we need all the help we can get.
So,
let's put it that way.
You know, if Jay, I'll just say this. This morning I woke up in Tennessee, right? Tomorrow, by the time I fall asleep again, I'll be in Minnesota. In between the time I found out I was going, I had no clue. So we have no research time. We don't know what's going on. We sort of knew we might go last week, but here we go. So if you've got any sweet Minnesota ideas, let us know. You know? Throw the dog a bone. So we're gonna sort of put our heads together, you know, for all the stuff me and Jay talk about on the show. You know, we're gonna do the same thing that we tell you guys to do up there and do it to it. So anyway, the shortest podcast ever because I have to take a shower. Ross says, what makes you choose a certain lure, say a jointed crankbait or a straight crankbait when casting or trolling? I got your answer, and I got it quick. Jointed when you're going slow. Jointed baits give the illusion of speed.
Yeah.
Right? So jointed baits.
Old Joe Booker trick.
The old Joe Duker trick, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Booker says, give me that jointed cranky banky. Anyways, cranky banky. What do you think, Jay?
Master Joda.
Cranky banky. Use a jointed bait when fishing slow, a straight bait when fishing fast. So, and you'll go, well, what's fast and what's slow? 1.0 to 0.2 to 2.3 to 2.5 jointed. Up from that when you're trolling with the straight bait.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood.
I like that. Right. Good neighborhood.
Obviously, that's a loose generality, a rule of thumb when it comes to that. I mean, I've seen like slow bites where you want that big, like, big side to side on a straight bait. But if you're slow rolling stuff, jointed's going to be the way to go.
Yeah. And like Joe said, you know, you take a straight crank bait, like a, you know, an 8-inch depth rate or something traditional like that. You can always kind of work it like a jerk bait too.
Mm-hmm. Jay, I'm excited about spending $15 on a bagel here in a few hours.
Like, oh, airport food?
At an airport, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, we got bagels. $15.
Just stay hydrated, my friend. That's all I can tell you. And I don't have to tell you twice. You're the king of hydration.
Listen, they don't call me the Tennessee waterfall for anything.
That's true.
That is actually true. My other problem is I'm the king of dehydration in the evening, so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, you know. Jay gets to deal with that for a few days. I get real fighty in the evenings, don't I, Jay?
Yeah, that's true.
I often have to be restrained. So 80-pound braid seems to hold me down after I've had two bottles of Kendall Jackson. How dare you miss that net job, you son of a... Jay hits me with the needle, and I just sort of pass out. What do you think?
Yeah, it works.
You know, little fist fight in the lodge. It wouldn't be. Would it be a day at a Muskie camp if somebody wasn't fighting, Jay?
Muskie camp. Well, I don't know about that. I don't go to a whole lot of Muskie camps, but I'm fired up. We're going to this place called Rutgers Lodge, I think it is, on Lake Bemidji. And I looked at their website. It looks absolutely huge, spectacular. Big restaurant in there. Mm-hmm. They've got cabins, lodges, and hotel-like structure.
Thank you, Rutgers. Good lodge.
I'm excited about it, yeah. So, you know, as long as we got power to plug in for the batteries and a refrigerator for all your water bottles, hey, we're good to go.
Absolutely.
Throw a couple snack bars in the boat and
all a snack
13
bar.
Hours.
Yep.
Go all day. It's supposed to be windy every day though. So, well, we'll look at some maps and we'll look on some. We got a long drive ahead of us, so we'll try to do some research while you're flying.
Listen.
Figure out some spots according to the wind direction.
Jay, I'm first
and,
class.
And the weather conditions. It's going to be cold front on Friday and then warming up. It's supposed to be 86 degrees in Bemidji on Sunday.
86, folks.
Way above normal. So we've got some very active weather to deal with. We'll figure something out.
We're going to make it happen.
Yeah. Plus, there's a lot of other cool channels coming to this deal, too. So we get to meet a lot of cool people that we have not met before.
People that fish for muskies.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
So we're going to get up there, and we're going to make an assessment.
Yeah, multiple assessments.
Listen, Jay, we're actually going to film a video, a little more vlog style. So it will show Jay tying me down in the evenings once I've gotten too rowdy.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of that. A lot of shower scene stuff, you know, and just eating. Mainly just a lot of eating. Because
on the boat.
How could you not do a vlog video without somebody eating, you know, and describing their food and then doing a close-up of the plate of food, I don't like that.
I'm 5 foot two and I'm out here having a sandwich.
I'm definitely throwing some food stuff in there, though. I mean, I don't know. I'm turning into a big satire in ways, I guess.
Right. Just me eating a patty melt and then breaking the hotel TV.
Who knows? We might be trolling. We might be doing some trolling out there. It's legal, so
we'll figure that out, and we'll have some food going. Jim, the Tube Screamer Stewart's going, and basically that's like lodging with Keith Moon.
Well, Keith Moon, if he ever owned a Ranger.
Keith Moon, if he could afford a Ranger, you know. It's going to get ugly, folks. I promise you that. It's going to be bad. Mike says, hey, guys, first of all, I want to say a huge congratulations on the 100th episode of the podcast. Meow. It's being released on my 28th birthday. Well, congratulations. Happy birthday.
Awesome.
Happy since your birthday. Come on, Jay. You're going to leave me hanging?
It's
my birthday, too. Mike continues to say, I got a 70-foot Lunda bass boat as a gift to myself. Well, you know, love yourself. Last weekend, I went and put two muskies in the boat and saw a ton of fish on a central Minnesota lake. I'm going to keep dragging suckers as soon as Minocqua. I'm going to be dragging suckers soon on a trip to Minocqua. I would like your opinion on using bobbers versus hanging them directly to the bow of the bloat. You know, what's the situational thought process on this? Again, congratulations on 100 episodes. Unfortunately, the 100th episode sucks. Okay.
So, it's a huge letdown, folks. Good one. Oh man. Sucker fishing, yeah. Yeah, sucker fishing's, well, you wouldn't know it with the current weather. Everyone's got some warm water to deal with, but that's not going to last long. And sucker season, you know, the temps are already sliding down. They're into the 60s just about everywhere. So,
right.
What yeah, he's asking float versus no float. I think that's more dependent on weeds. A lot of times you want to run shallow suckers. You don't want to give them the freedom to roam around and dig like a wild dog.
Roam,
you know what I mean?
Where you
then they get down
to
those weeds, and then they get, you know, you get weeds on the rig, and you're like, oh boy, hold on, my, you know, the clicker goes off. It's like sucker snag. Let's, you know, let's reel it in without losing it.
Right.
Yeah, because it's got weeds on it.
Right.
So, you know, a float will help. The problem I have with floats is they kind of restrict the freedom of that sucker swimming around, all the movement. You know what I mean?
What I would say is based
on. So one thing you could do is treat it more like a slip bobber. You know,
right.
And if you know anything about proper slip bobber fishing, is that you got to weight that float so that it barely floats.
Right.
So that, you know, and you know what I mean? So that if your bait, you know, tends to want to run, it'll actually pull it down slightly. Less resistance on the sucker, that could work. But yeah, I mean, if you're in, like, you know, under 8 feet of water or something like that, probably want to use a float. Keep that fish just under, like, the Steve Paul rule. You know,
that's where I was going.
Put it down about a foot under where you can't see it. You know,
that's exactly it. So sometimes you have to put weight right above him to keep him from coming up.
Yeah.
If it's a nice and cloudy day, stick him a 2-3 feet under and put a bobber on it. If you need to get him down there, what I like to do the rare times I'm sucker fishing is put 2 ounces on him, right?
Yeah, you could use like a rubber core sinker out of the leader, which is great.
And
take it off if you don't like it real quick.
And then set him under a bobber, and I'm setting him where just where I can't see him. That's sort of my ticket, you know. Put him down there, put him in the zone where it's hard for you to see a fish coming in, and probably the biggest sucker thing is, man, be throwing some big baits.
Be throwing some big baits.
Yeah, just pull them in. You know,
decoys. Yeah, them in.
Throw the bulldog.
Yeah.
Throw the Medusas.
Break out the rubber.
Break out the rubbers, boys. We're going on a trip, Jay. Break out the rubbers.
Yep.
Boys trip. Oh, my God. This is the worst podcast ever, folks.
It sure is.
Folks, hitting new lows.
We got some.
We had some ideas for the 100th episode.
We have some ideas. I got some recordings of some people that sent some well wishes in, I guess, how would you put it, Steve? You know, that said, you know, a lot of people were congratulating some big celebrities, you know, some huge, really famous people.
But here
people.
We sit, and you got to listen to us. And Dan says, are you guys doing hockey jerseys? Yes, Dan, we are. We have hockey jerseys at the Muskie Shop. They're awesome. Buy one, and you can be hockey.
Shoot the puck!
You can be hockey. Shoot the puck. Goal. I'm so tired, Jay.
I can tell.
Listen, folks. 100 episodes.
You're doing good, though. Don't worry about it.
We're 100 episodes in. I get hit with this monkey wrench. I've been up. It's like we're on hour 43 here. I apologize. Zane says, what musky bait should I throw when it's cloudy, rainy, sort of musky prime conditions? Seasonality is going to play a case in this thing. So if it's winter, a bucktail might not be the best option. So, you know, in the spring, we're talking small blades in topwater. In the summer, we're talking big blades in topwater or shallow bulldogs or shallow running crankbaits. Winter, everything's going to go deeper. So use the depth thought processes we've said in previous episodes and apply those to those different seasons. Okay.
Jay. Yeah.
I'm leaving on an airplane here soon, folks.
Yep.
Hey, I got to get through security. Where can I hide a Lynchum glide bait, Jay?
Take the hooks off.
Right. Swallow it.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry, someone's texting me.
Near your phone. Yeah, we got a nice video out this week too, with featuring Smitty and Son.
The worst people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, I got a text from Jake, and he signed it Smitty and Son, so obviously he liked the nickname. So
Smitty and Son.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good time.
That's a Sanford and Sons joke for people that don't know. Jay, what should I buy at the airport?
Oh, you know, I mean, for presents to bring back home?
Mm-hmm.
Whew, you gotta get Jody Michael something nice.
A $15 bagel, a $9 beer, a koala bear that says Minneapolis Airport.
Yeah, but I think you're coming into the Duluth International.
Well, I fly into Mogadishu there in Minneapolis, and then I go from Minneapolis to Duluth.
Oh, it's just a little layover. Okay, I get it.
All right. Mm-hmm. What's a good souvenir from Duluth?
Let's see. Don't know if I've ever been there, so I really can't speak from experience on this one, but if you're talking Minnesota, there could be some kind of like a Viking helmet type, you know, miniaturized Viking helmet or something.
I think Minnesota's number one export is human suffering.
Wow.
It's cold. How could you live there? Can you imagine living in Duluth and it's like negative 4,000?
No.
I mean, it's already cold enough.
Did you hear what people from Iowa say about the NFL?
What's that?
Well, they say, do you know why Iowa does not have a professional football team?
Hold on, folks. I am truly the Switzerland of professional sports. I just watch them as they come on the television, and I don't follow any teams per se. So Jay is going to lay something on you. I got something for you. Go for it.
Well, yeah, the Iowa people say, they're like, do you know why there's no professional, you know, NFL team in Iowa?
Why is that?
Then Minnesota would want one.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's tough.
I'm just saying, I heard that. I'm not saying it's true.
You know, Let's not get into football. Dude, that's the problem, though. I love everybody from Wisconsin. You're my favorite people on planet Earth. But I did get this message from a podcaster, and he said, I can't believe you segued into it. It's your fault. And he said, hi, my name's Ben. I've been listening forever, and I've written other questions in. Would you bring up the fact that the Packers lost to the Saints? Freaking copied and pasted that. That was like the worst game ever. We don't talk sports on here because, like, talking Packers football is like the rule at Thanksgiving. Don't talk politics or religion. That was grisly, dude.
Well, look at the NFL North. I mean, team lost. They're all, it's just all destined for a really, really unwatchable season. So,
well,
I really don't care right now.
Just to alienate everyone that listens to the podcast, Ben, the Bears had a chance at Patrick Mahomes, and you guys took Mitch Trubisky. So let's not throw any shade at any Packers fans when that was probably like the worst call of all times. Back to the worst podcast ever, Jonathan says. Okay, guys, I'm a cheap ass. I want to get into serious trolling this November, December. I want to buy some crankbaits. I'm a Southern kind of guy. What cranks would you recommend? I'm probably going to buy sets of four so I can get used to trolling at certain depths. My lakes have tons of standing timber, so big dollar lures are out of the question. Tough shad. Right? Lunging 22 longs, 22 shorts, 50 cals. Right? Anything you can get done with, like, say, a legend plow, you can get done with those in some regard. What are some other... I mean, I get it. Like, if you're in troll... Like, standing timber, a headlock is a scary proposition. Tough shad, lunging. Let's think of some other stuff that'll get down there with lack of speed. Obviously, And I'm going to tell you, like, if I got a three rod set up, one of those threes got a depth rater, a straight depth rater on it a lot of times.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a powerhouse bait where you go, it's $20 and it catches fish. Sorry, I'm hissing now, Jay. I apologize. Something else that just stands out in that thing. The big Viper. The big boy Viper from Livingston. That's another thing, though. If, like, if you look like the Rachel or the Sneaky Pete, those are really good rock-solid baits that can get down there. Another favorite of mine would be the... What's the biggest headhunter, Jay? Is it 10?
Oh, size-wise, yeah, it's about
Yeah, it's like 10. It's a big boy. And they wonder. So if you're looking for like a poor man's headlock, a big Livingston headhunter is going to be a good ticket for you. Those would be the top ones. Anything you got off the top of your head, Jay?
No, but I mean, he's talking about lots of standing timber. It's just like, well, you know, I mean, you're just going to get yourself in trouble if you want to, you know, troll baits over 20 foot.
Right, of course.
You're going to lose anything.
You're going to lose baits, but we can't go legend plow, headlock, you know, big money baits. I mean, because, you know, what's a tough shad run? 20-some bucks?
Yeah, they're not. Okay. Yeah, right.
You lose it, boo-hoo. Lungeon, you lose it, boo-hoo. Livingston, you lose it. You know, depth rater, you got. I mean, that's just nature of the beast when you're fishing in timber or trolling timber, especially so. Baits that are, I mean, I hate to say $20 is like a negligible cost, but in comparison to a legend plow, a headlock, a, you know.
Yeah, a 7.5-inch grandma or something like that, right. You know?
Why's your grandma only 7.5 inches, Jay?
Or nines. 9-inch grandma. That's a great trolling bait.
There you go. Inexpensive. The one thing I'll say is this, though. When it comes to southern fish, I think they like the jakes better than they like grimace. I don't know why. Okay. You guys love your grandmas. I like jakes. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm not sure.
Do you love your grandma, Jay?
Yes.
Thank you. Bob says, I troll solo on some really clear, pressured lakes where muskies can be very boat shy. If I want to run my baits further from the boat, does it make sense to troll with larger diameter line so I have to put out more line to achieve the specific depth? I know that planer bores are a better option, but they're a bit tough to deal with when landing a fish solo. Okay, so with this, if you need to get boat shy muskies to hit, a quick option is longer rods, right?
Check.
Check. Or boards or simple boards. So we're working on some simple boards. Hopefully we'll have them at the muskie shop here soon. But the easiest solution right now is longer rods. So 9 foot, 9'6", 10 foot, some of the different rods that are available. The one thing I'll say is this, is those boat shy fish in dealing with boards is just the nature of the beast. So if you really need to get that away from the boat, right, you're going to have to use a board of some sort. What's the longest rod you guys sell at the shop? 10 footers, Jay?
There's nothing longer than 10 foot out there.
Right. So
nothing I've seen recently. So,
not yet.
Yeah, there's a few 10 footers. Geez. The only ones that can ship, though, are ones that telescope. Right. And I think Chaos is one or two models. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, unless you're willing to go with planer boards, you're going to have to go with a long rod. There's really nothing around that. I don't have any ninja tricks on that. Folks, I got to get on a plane. Sorry.
Steve, you're leaving on a jet plane.
Leaving on a jet plane. I got time for one more, folks. It is the shortest, the worst podcast. Jay, tell them it'll be awesome next week.
Well, next week's going to be awesome. Folks, wait to hear these people that are phoning in. It's incredible.
Just wait. I don't have time to edit.
We've got some recordings of people. Yeah.
We got Jared from Subway. Check.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a hold
That's
of him.
All you need. He's the biggest name in the sport. Joe says, been listening to Goofballs for a regular basis. Cheers to you with whatever beverages you partake in. Have a question on boat control. I mostly fish out of small boats that are 10 to 12 feet in length. I do a lot of drifting in cover water. I mostly fish solo, and I usually try to turn the boat sideways and have the wind at my back, and I cast from the middle of the boat. I do catch fish, but just wondering, is there a good way that I can improve, you know, boat control? Any tips would be greatly appreciated. So 10 to 12s, that means a John boat, right? So he's turning it sideways, drifting, casting out of the middle. I would say this, man, is poor man's spot lock. An anchor and a rope. We've talked about it before, but man, when it comes to John boats, like,
you want to find an area that's rich, you know what I mean?
Right.
And you want to focus on it. And I'll say this again. One thing I noticed when we spent, how many days we fished together?
4,087.
I think it was 16, and we boated fish every trip.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the boat, there was a couple right. days I couldn't make it, and you fished with Jim.
Oh, yeah,
we
failed. No, that's not yeah. true. Jay's a liar.
Anyway. But boat control, boat speed, your boat, average speed. I looked at the speedometer a lot on the GPS, 0.4.
Right. Not moving real fast.
Not moving real fast, and everybody else I fish with is running a mile an hour plus, pretty much.
Easy.
Quite often.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you?
Slow down
and fish that area that is a good area that you've determined. You made an assessment, you found a great area, there's great bait fish, there's activity there, there's good structure, everything's good. It's like you got to fish that area thoroughly, and like Steve said, put that anchor out
and
fan cast it.
We're
and then
actually,
move 20 yards and do the same thing.
We're actually working on for the show for Muskie Shop TV. Go check it out. We fished with the Smitties. They tried to stab Jay. Actually, Jay got stabbed a little bit. He didn't bleed much, but...
No, it really didn't hurt.
Well, the older... Listen, Smitty's getting a little older. He thought he got a kidney shot in on Jay. Jay faked it a little bit, so he didn't stab him more, okay?
Yeah, he tried to shank me, but...
Yeah, and Jay played it up.
Reflexes.
Oh, you got me. Right, right.
Yeah.
And he thought he got...
Make him feel good,
right,
you know?
And Smitty thought he got the kill. I mean, sometimes you deal with these older guys think they murdered somebody. It's fine.
It is a good time.
It is a good time, you know, so watch out. I mean, it's just... It is what it is. The whole family's violent. Gotta watch out for all of them. I mean, so Jay laid in the bottom of the boat, and we had a fake packet of blood. Oh, I'm dying! And then we were
that
able to
didn't make the video, but I mean,
right?
You know,
but
maybe,
it kept
yeah,
us on the water,
outdoors.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah.
Once he had murdered somebody, he could focus on fishing again.
Well, entertainment is always the key. It's not always putting the what in our boat. It is you got to have a good time.
No matter
what it takes.
Whatever it takes, folks. But anyway, what I'm getting at is this is like, I have no clue what I'm getting at. How did I get there, Jay? Oh, my goodness.
Not sure. You were talking about leaving on a jet plane a moment ago.
I am delusionally tired, folks, and this is not a joke. Talking about Smitties or trying to murder you.
We were talking about next week. Oh, there's just a multitude of people that have phoned in. And,
oh, yeah. I was saying watch the show, Muskie Shop TV. What I was getting at is
Smitty's,
this.
Yeah.
Smitty's. What we're working on, though, is Jay was cool enough when I left Wisconsin. He said, come by the house and grab a little John boat. And we have a purpose behind that is I'm actually going to film mm-hmm. some episodes fishing out of the world's smallest John boat.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're going to do is $99 fish finder, right? Trolling motor, John boat, and an anchor. And I'll show you how to do it here soon in some episodes, hopefully for next year.
Because, yeah, that's
going to
be cool.
You know, I mean, it's one of these things. And I'm eternally grateful. And a lot of it comes from you guys at the podcast. And I appreciate it. It's like all the support I get from everybody. And everybody is like so cool about everything in, you know, it's like, whatever, you know, I mean, I'm just a musky fisherman who gives a shit, but you know, a lot of cool people out there help you. But at the end of the day, you don't need $60,000 worth of shit to catch one of these things.
Mm-mm.
That's the joke. And like the joke we've made about the Rangers. I mean, you know, most, and I see the numbers on the podcast, this is a pretty boomer free podcast, right? So it's not a matter of like, hey, you have the Ranger joke is about having a $100,000 boat with $30,000 of electronics and legend tournament rods and yada, 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 yada. It's like, make the most out of what you have. So I'm actually going to break it down to the way it used to be when I was a Krieger.
Getting her done.
Krieger. So we're going to do some creaking, right? And we're going to see if old Steve Paul can still creak. I can still. Jake, can I?
You can creak.
Boy, I can creak. You know what? Can I say something? I thought about something you said the other day where you said, now listen here, son. He said, I've seen him catch more big fish on short casts than anybody. Remember that?
No.
You said it.
I said that?
You did, actually. We're talking about, like, where I don't make these bomb casts, which is a creaker thing. And I thought about that today because I had a doozy of a fish up on, like, one of those tiny little underarms where it's like, there it is, blah, 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 blah. But that's a creaker thing. We're talking about short casts, baby.
Pitching her right in there and just kind of hauling her out.
Yeah.
Tempting the strike.
I don't know if that's whatever the accent you're trying to do is like really racist, Jay.
Oh.
And offensive. Very offensive.
I'm going to get that one. I'm going to get that one out of there. I'm going to break it out of the cover.
Krieger!
I'm creaking.
Krieger. Which,
well, yeah, I look forward to that. Over the winter season and break out the old John boat.
So Jay gave me the crusty old John boat. So we're going to figure, should we
call
it
custom painted?
Not, it's going to be custom painted black to match my boat.
Mm.
It's going to be the mini boat. Or should we
the
just,
mini blow.
Should
blow.
We,
yep.
Should we just call the episodes Crusty Old John Boat? Would that be funny?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't thought about that, to be honest with you. But, you know, back to basics or something like that, you know. I like the concept.
Well.
Get it done with one rod, two lures, and, you know, like you said, a $99 locator and a John Boat and an anchor.
And
a trolling motor.
Right.
Are you going to put a motor on that or just run a trolling motor?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I figured you would
get it. You can get into areas that you probably can't take the big boat. So
I figured you would just come here and paddle me everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Been there, done that.
You know, just working the oars, they say.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe not. No, whatever. I mean, it's just one of those things like. You don't need all the crap. And this is another thing. I had a guy send a message this week, and I actually responded to him, you know, about like the bottom barrel, basic, cheapest stuff you can get. You don't have to have all that crap. You just don't, you know. I mean, what's the cheapest rod Muskie Shop sells, Jay?
Yeah, you can get into a rod for $100.
Right. And you can get what's the cheapest reel. We're talking... Let me look.
Yeah, I mean, a combo. Yeah, I mean, you get into a combo for $250 probably,
right?
You know, with line on there and everything.
I mean, so I think it'll be fun. I really want to do it just for the sake of like getting back to basics, you know, because there's times where I sit here and go, wow, it's my boat's a spaceship, you know, it's kind of spaceshipy at times, and that's not how I started musky fishing. And.
Well, yeah, you'll be able to basically kind of do like some backwoods bass fishing for muskie.
Right.
Intense cover, shallow water, you know, narrow, blah, blah, blah.
Fighting off mice and snakes.
Get back in the sticks.
Get back in the sticks. So
haul some hogs out.
wholesome hogs, Jay. They're wholesome.
Wholesome.
They're good folks. Last one, because it's the shortest and the worst podcast you've listened to thus far. 100th episode.
Continues.
Cut me some slack, folks.
It never ends.
It never ends. We've done 100 episodes. So there's like 100. If you think, Jay, if you think about this. If you think this episode sucks, there's 100 other episodes you can listen to. Or 99 other.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That are much better than this.
That are much better. Colton, I would like to stay confidential. Okay.
All right, Colton.
His name is not Colton. Moving on. Wow. Okay, so we only know your first name, and I'm not going to edit this, so your name is Coltrane. If I have only one musky rod, what should I get? Length and power. Heavy. Or extra heavy, what do you say, Jay?
Heavy.
Heavy.
Especially if it's a shield rod, which is what I use.
I love them.
8'6", 9-foot shield rod, heavy.
Heavy, and be done. Perfect. As far as your other question that you want to remain confidential, shoot me another email and say, hey, I'm an idiot and I read your name. And I will respond to that, Jay. In just a matter of hours, we will see each other.
Yep. See you soon.
See you soon.
In folks, Minnesota.
Minnescrota. Folks, I have to get up and get on a jet plane. Episode 100 is garbage, Jay. On a scale of 1 to garbage, where are we at?
Well, right in the 100 range.
Chuckity yuckity. All right, Jay Bird, I'll see you in like an hour and a half. Good night.
See you in the morning.